We're going to have a few minutes to take some questions, so please come up to the microphones, introduce yourselves, and go ahead and ask questions. I have a quick question for Dr. Ratchajani. When you want to do the study clinically to gauge the effect of fistula occlusion on cardiac function, how do you occlude it for 5 minutes?
From what I have read, I've never done this, but from what I have read, you occlude it manually. Apply manual pressure, either using a sphygmomanometer and raise the pressure over the systolic pressure of the patient, and leave the pressure on for about 5 to 15 minutes.
Other ways to do it, I think, from the literature are to anticoagulate and then blow up a blood pressure cuff, or anticoagulate and blow up a balloon at least within the access to not allow outflow. Sir.
Tushar, interesting talk. I enjoyed that. My question for you, I like the algorithm, but I wonder if you really believe it. I'm concerned that if you relegate the high-risk patient to a central, high-risk for death patient to a central venous catheter, it may be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Do you really think the data is there to assess somebody as high-risk cardiac disease and relegate them to a catheter versus a distal fistula or graft?
I agree with what you said, but you missed out one relevant point, that only those patients who have a shorter life expectancy, and when I say shorter life expectancy, I'm kind of assuming nobody has a crystal ball to say that how long will be the life expectancy, but if the life expectancy is supposed to be less than 6 months, then those patients we should probably relegate them to central vein catheters rather than an AV fistula.
Dr. Roy Chowder, do you have something to add?
Well, Jeff, you go. I had a question, so I think Jeff should go first.
Okay. Dr. Hoggard, please.
Quickly, Tushar, for a patient who has an upper arm fistula greater than 2 liters a minute flow, who gets a successful transplant, so the transplant's going to deal with some of the volume overload, what would you recommend to do with the fistula? Just observe, or would you recommend ligation?
If the axis flow is more than 2 liters, then certainly ligation. There was one study that has been done that looked at patients who had spontaneous closure of AV fistula after transplant. They had reversal of their pulmonary pressures as well as cardiac dimensions.
I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be the last question. I apologize. We got to stay on time.
One comment and on genomic studies and other things we're looking at, and a question. I was kind of wondering, like in atherosclerotic disease, we know the pathophysiology of the disease, and we know it's a disease. In vascular access, are we at a point to look at the genes and all this high-flown stuff when we don't even know whether the stenosis which happens in the juxta-anastomotic area versus the mid-fistula area versus the cephalic arch versus the central is all the same? We don't even have any idea what's going on. Are we at a point where we are looking at genomics to say that it's going to make a difference in terms of managing these patients?
I think, you know, compared to other fields such as, you know, you're right, but compared to other fields such as cancer and cardiovascular disease, vascular access is in the ice age. So, I think we have to start somewhere. We currently have, you know, even after many, many years, that we know that neoentomal hyperplasia is one of the most common etiologies of vascular access failure. We still do not, you know, understand very little about the mechanism. So I believe starting at the point of, you know, where the vein artery anastomosis occurs, I think is a starting point. I agree with you that, you know, the genomic or the genetic changes at different sites may be different, but I think, you know, the primary focus, or one of the primary focuses, which we have an opportunity now, is to look at the gene expression directly at the site where we're creating the access. But I believe, you know, there is an opportunity to look at other, you know, aspects such as central vein stenosis with genomic technology. But we're just at the infancy here in vascular access compared to the other fields.
Thank you very much. This ends the session. Thank you for your attention.